In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lazarus, come out. We're still in the period of Lent, and for many of us, as we would be able to say, Lent is a time for preparation. But preparation for what? We know we've been giving up various things and taking on others, but what is it all about? What is it for? Well, of course, this period of reflection and preparation in the church is a time to prepare for the celebration of Jesus, the risen Lord, victorious over sin and death. A time of preparation to live the new life that Christ brings. The new life that Christ brings, not just after death, but here and now. Today, as we know, is the fifth Sunday of Lent, sometimes called Passion Sunday. And on this fifth Sunday in Lent, Holy Week is drawing ever nearer. It's just a week away now. And in the Gospel reading today from St. John's Gospel, we had that account of the raising of Lazarus. Next week, well, it's a long gospel reading today, and next week there will be a similarly long reading on Palm Sunday of the Passion narrative. And if you haven't already picked up a page across here, please do pick up a sheet and be prepared to take part in that dramatic reading of the Passion narrative next week. I always think that's a really powerful occasion. A powerful recitation, if you like, but it's more than a recitation because it enables us to get into some of the feeling of the atmosphere, the drama of the Passion narrative. But what drama in this week's Gospel too? Perhaps it's one of those parts of the Gospels that we know really well. I'd be surprised if we don't. Oh yes, this is the bit about the raising of Lazarus. And Jesus goes and he calls Lazarus out of the tomb and all's hunky-dory at the end. Great. I think today's reading would repay that same dramatic reading. The drama is very powerful in this event and in the way that John relates it. Imagine the sisters. Imagine you're one of them. Two sisters close to Jesus, and they send an urgent message. Lazarus is unwell. So after this urgent message is received, what does Jesus do? He stays where he was for 2 days. Jesus knows, of course, that Lazarus has died, but he doesn't tell the disciples. Rather, he tells the disciples, we're going back to Judea, a place where, just now, as the Gospel says, the Jews had tried to stone Jesus. After a little while, Jesus comes clean, and he explains that Lazarus has, in fact, died. So off they set. Jesus arrives. But he doesn't go to Martha and Mary, and he doesn't go to the tomb. He stays, we're not told where, but he was somewhere. First Martha comes out to him, speaks with him, and then goes back and speaks to her sister Mary. And then Mary comes, followed by those who have been mourning with her. The drama surely is rising. This is tension. Steven Spielberg would have a great go at this. Only then, after Mary comes, only then does Jesus even go to the tomb. And in the King James Version of the Bible, we have what's always said, I haven't checked it, the shortest verse in the Bible, Jesus wept. So there he is, weeping at the tomb of his friend Lazarus. And then Jesus commands them to take away the stone. But Jesus, but Master, but Lord, he's been dead for 4 days. Jesus prays. And then with that loud voice, cries out, Lazarus, come out. I wonder what the people felt when Jesus said that. I wonder what tension and drama was in the air amongst those people gathered around this tomb with the stone rolled away. What happens next, of course, is that Lazarus does indeed come out of the tomb, still draped in the grave clothes. Jesus says, unbind him. And let him go. This is a powerful event, powerfully and dramatically told by John. Not that there aren't other powerful events in the Gospels, don't get me wrong, or elsewhere in Scripture. But this long passage, there is tension and drama, and it is powerful indeed. I wonder if when you were hearing it read, or whether when, as I've been recounting it, does it ring any bells? Are there any parallels for you? Is it making any connections? Are there any similarities elsewhere in Holy Scripture? Well, of course, there's a huge parallel. It is, of course, our Lord's passion and death and burial and resurrection. And it is as a direct result of Jesus' return to Judea and to raise Lazarus that the conflict with the Jewish authorities is brought to a head, leading on to Jesus' crucifixion. However, as Jesus says in this particular passage, I am the resurrection and the life. Jesus' death was not the end, but he was powerfully and gloriously raised from death by the power of the Father. And in this, as we know, there is the promise to us and to all who follow Christ that death is not the end. God in Christ is victorious over sin and death. And what lies beyond the grave is life, resurrection life, perfect life in the glory and beauty of God's presence and love. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. And he promises us new life in the fullness of the kingdom which is to come. But when Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life, he speaks in the present tense too. I am the resurrection. And in that, Jesus calls us to new life in Christ here and now and each day of our lives. When Lazarus was called out from the tomb and set free, remember that in the passage, set free from the bandages, the grave clothes which held him tight. Lazarus was called not to resurrection life, but restored to new life in Christ. As we reflect on this, I wonder what might be the bonds that hold me, that bind me, the bonds that hold you back, that restrict you. What might be holding me? What might be holding you back from living this new life in Christ more fully? What might be preventing me? What might be preventing you from a closer walk with Christ day by day? What might be holding me back, hindering me? What might be hindering you from growing in the Holy Spirit? During this Passion Tide, as we reflect on all that Christ has done for us on the cross, and as we reflect too on this gospel reading today and on its significance, may God grant us grace. Grace to turn away from all that holds us back. Release from those bonds which prevent us from growing. All of those things which prevent us from becoming more Christ-like in our own daily lives. Lazarus, come out, is what Jesus said before the tomb of his friend. John, Claire, whatever your name is, hear Jesus speak. Come out. Amen.